Kendrick Meek, a Democratic U.S. representative from Miami, faces a tough battle in the multi-way Senate race, with Republican Marco Rubio and Independent Charlie Crist as his biggest roadblocks. Former Vice President Al Gore says the race for Florida's open U.S. Senate seat is pivotal.
You not only have an opportunity to elect a United States Senator who will fight for you and who will work for you and will do the right things to get things back on track, but you also have an opportunity to send a message that will counter some of those voices we've been hearing out there.
Andy had some carefully crafted words for Crist.
I know him. I've worked with him. I like him personally. I've been puzzled, really and truly, because I've had direct conversations with him about the environment, for example. And it's an old charge in politics, if somebody flip-flops, it's a little unusual to have somebody flip-flop and then flap-flip.
Gore and several other prominent Democrats, including Representative Meek, spoke to several hundred people at the Tampa Letter Carriers Hall. Other speakers included Democratic Attorney General Dan Gelber and Lieutenant Governor candidate Rod Smith. When he introduces the rally's headliner, Meek alludes to an old score many Democrats see as unresolved.
Now, some of y'all, you know, walked in here and said, well, I'm here to see President Al Gore. I know you haven't conceded the 2000 election yet.
Digs aside, Meek gave an impassioned plea to the diverse audience. In the polls, he currently gets anywhere from 18% to nearly a quarter of the votes. Former House Speaker Marco Rubio, a Republican, gets around 40%, 46% according to a Quinnipiac poll out yesterday. Governor Charlie Crist gets around 30%. Part of Meek's campaign strategy has been to lump his two biggest opponents in the same category using past footage of Crist saying he embraces things like offshore drilling. At the podium, the numbers don't seem to faze Meek as he does this.
Running against the two Republicans that I'm running against. Yes, I said it, two Republicans that I'm running against. That we will persevere, that we will win, that we will call, that we will knock on doors, and that we will turn the vote out.
While Meek emphasizes Crist's past conservatism, other Democratic candidates take aim at the GOP. State Senator Dan Gelber, who hopes to be Florida's next attorney general, says Tallahassee Republicans have wreaked havoc on Florida.
They have run this state into the ditch, and it is our turn to say, it's our turn to drive. We need to take this state back, and we need to do it now.
Other speakers included Maurice Ferrer, who ran against Meek in the Democratic primary, and a spokesperson for the Alex Sink gubernatorial campaign. Sink herself didn't show. Among enthused audience members was former Tampa City Council member John Dingfelder, a Democratic candidate for the Hillsborough County Commission. He says after the rally that polls shouldn't be taken too seriously.
There's a full 30 days to go, and, you know, a lot of times I think polls are deceptive. So, I think he's a good man, and I hope people give him a benefit of their doubt.
Meek stood beside Gore for the duration of the former vice president's speech. Aside from a heckler or two that crowed at the mention of global warming, the crowd appeared gung-ho by the rally's end. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.